Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of July, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with major hacker news. Yep, the hackers have hit Twitter. Many accounts actually have been affected, so as you can see, this is a massive breach. These are high-profile accounts, too. We're talking Barack Obama here, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, Kim Kardashian, even Apple. What the hackers did is they actually used these to post messages urging people to send thousands of dollars in, as you probably guessed, Bitcoin. As an example, posted on one of these Twitter accounts, saying that I'm giving back to my community due to COVID-19. All Bitcoin sent to this address will be sent back doubled. So if you send me 1,000, you'll get back 2,000. And a lot of these Twitter messages said, I'm only doing this for 30 minutes, so enjoy. Now, from what we can tell, the Bitcoin account linked to the scam looks like they racked up over $100,000 within about an hour. Yeah, pretty good payday. And because of this, Twitter has actually temporarily disabled a lot of features, including tweeting. In fact, if you got a blue check mark next to your name, chances are you ain't got much access to Twitter at all right now. Now, of course, Twitter did issue a full statement saying they were aware of the security incident. Yeah, it's bigger than that, trust me. Jack Dorsey actually went on to say, in a tweet, of course, we feel terrible about what happened. This definitely links back to that good old saying, though, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is, even if it came from a verified Twitter account. Staying with a bit of security news, though not as big as Twitter, trust me. I don't know if anything's going to top that one. Microsoft said, there's kind of a dangerous DNS server exploit that is kind of hidden there. We should probably patch that. So they have. Yes, the people over there at Checkpoint actually found a way to run malicious code. And of course, on top of that, steal private information and take sites offline. All of this done through that flaw in Windows Domain Name System software. Now, the vulnerability, actually codename was SigRed, and apparently affects Windows server versions all the way back to 2003 to 2019. However, though, have no fear, it has been patched already. Just make sure that it is in yours so you can avoid the headaches that they're having over at Twitter right now. Spotify users, you can now get your service in Russia. Yeah, that's right. Spotify has expanded into Russia and actually 12 other countries in Eastern Europe. So that means not only Putin gets to jam out, a whole bunch of other people do too. Places like Kosovo, Kazakhstan, Serbia, Slovenia, and the Ukraine. Yep, you can all get your jams on. Now, of course, with this expansion, this means Spotify now is available in 92 countries around the world. And of course, by doing this, gives them access to about 250 more potential customers. Now, of course, along with this, Spotify went ahead and shared some of their numbers that are subscribers currently. Yes, paying ones. 130 million are actually paying premium subscribers now, with a current usage of 286 million users. And finally, well, are we all bored at home looking out the same window day in and day out? Well, here's a website to take away that boredom. Yes, this website will let you escape your quarantine isolation by looking through strangers' windows. No, not looking at them, looking through them. Don't be a pervert. The site is actually called Window Swap, and it actually has 10-minute videos allowing you to look out through other people's windows from around the world. Now, if it sounds familiar to you, it should. It's actually based on the same concept as Take Me Elsewhere. That was actually a whole different project by a different person. I guess the difference between that one, though, and the current one is that one was actually set to some type of music or something. The new videos actually have the actual audio that's happening right then and there. A story? No one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is always located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find everything that's happening at the BTN network over there. Find us on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Last time I checked, yeah, we can still tweet from there. And come by our community over at our Slack room and join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much for listening.